This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Tree Frog's upset.
It's hot.
That is absolutely crazy. Tree Frog. We didn't even know what it looked like. We just start laughing.
You knew.
You're lucky I don't get insulted that quickly like that.
Nothing to be insulted about. He's the one who said you had big eyeballs.
Thing is, I've heard that all my life. Yeah. And you know what? I've embraced it. I've grown into my big eyeballs.
You want to know what else has big eyeballs?
What?
Tree Frog.
Beautiful.
They don't make that noise, though.
No, it's more like a vibration, quieter croak kind of thing. Except the Cuban tree frogs. Horny. Making noise all the time. Very loud. Very loud, the Cuban tree frog. Mm. Invasive.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Do those have a different look? Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I wouldn't say their eyeballs are enormous.
Are you saying mine are?
I don't know how to answer that.
Well, it doesn't help it when you do that. Look, if I go as wide as I can, like look at her eyeballs and look at mine. Not even close.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You almost look like you could see tomorrow.
I wish I could.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. The Saints are trying out Justin Tucker at kicker.
Is he back?
I think he got cleared. Yeah, I think he is. I think he is allowed to play, but you know, you can't find anybody else to kick. Also, he wasn't very good at the end of his career.
No, probably because he had all that heat on him.
You know, I was wondering about this. You know, we talk about.
I hate when you wonder
why.
Because it's the
worst. I have football thoughts.
You, what kind of football talks? Okay. First of all, give me a subtitle, and then we'll know if we need to keep going forward.
Worried about the cold kicker.
Okay, go.
Riley Patterson's fine.
By the way, you know, when I played, we had a barefoot kicker that kicked in the cold.
Okay.
Yeah, just saying.
Great for you.
No, not on my team, in the league.
Fair enough. You know, we're talking about this whole offensive line, Larry Borum, the lines playing together. But, you know, Austin Jackson, I think, is better than Larry Borum in a thought, right? Like, so, you know, they're going to work that together.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Sanders, coming off of a groin injury. Cold.
Groin injuries.
Am I supposed to not be nervous about that?
Here's what I'll tell you about the cold. It may take a little bit longer to warm up, but once you're warm, you're warm.
All right. Because I thought about this yesterday when he was like, yeah, he's making his way back. And I'm like,
Is he not playing this week?
He hasn't played all season.
No, I know. So why this week?
Oh, he might come back this season. I don't know. He might be back.
Not this week, though.
I don't know.
So we're having a cold weather conversation about a guy who's not.
It had nothing to do with the cold. The Dolphins aren't playing in the cold, so it doesn't. I'm saying coming in cold like you haven't kicked all year.
Oh no! Before you even get back, you're like, here. Think about this: when you do rehab, you're working your way up to kicking. So by the time you are back with the team, you can kick. It's not like, oh, I'm almost there, and then you spend the last few days kicking.
Doesn't have to work it out a little bit like Tommy John surgery. I feel like this is Tommy John for kickers.
You had to do it.
What? What did I do? These are just concerns. You're not a little nervous about it?
Tommy John for kickers?
Yeah.
It would be a knee injury.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I guess elbow to knee. I get what you're saying there, but you get what I'm saying. Like, you need that groin to kick. You know? The power comes from your pouch.
Now you can give him a minus one for that.
Minus one for making
minus
it
one
seriously.
For making
you
it
can
weird.
Make, you he, can get that.
He gets to a point in a story where he has to go and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And give you those eyes.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just going to be clear here, though. If he ends up missing critical kicks when he comes back cold, don't say I didn't warn you.
What's the coldest weather you've ever done anything in?
What does that have to do with anything?
I mean, because I think sometimes
I'm not talking about
people make weather. Comments. You're talking about.
This is the second time.
He's not getting to. Do you understand? They're not going to bring him back to warm up.
Cold, as in like cold off the season, you know?
It's like anybody coming off rehab.
Tyler missed his first four shots, except his don't count for, you know, he gets many attempts a game.
Yeah, but he was jumping and doing all that stuff, and he still had his abilities.
All right. I mean, theoretically, you're saying he's going to be able to work it out.
Kicker's different. It's one skill set. Okay? Playing basketball is a bunch of different skill sets. You got the midi, you got the three-pointer, or whatever. So it may take a while to get acclimated
position.
To what you're doing well on that day because you haven't done it every night.
Yeah, but pitchers will talk
kicker
about.
Kicker is kicker.
Pitchers will talk about like high leverage moments.
They also throw a bunch of different pitches.
Right. So there are different kicks. Like what about when the first time he lines up for a 50-plus yarder? Different from a chip shot.
They're not. No.
What?
Not the same.
What do you mean they're not the same?
So you're saying that kicking a 30-yard field goal and kicking a 50-yard field goal is the same in baseball as throwing a fastball in a curveball?
I'm not saying one thing's more or the other.
I'm just saying he doesn't get many chances. I am questioning something that you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, I'm not.
I'm just a little nervous about him coming in cold. That's it.
Is he playing this week?
I don't know.
We'll worry about that when we get there.
Well, I know.
There's so many other problems right now going on in sports down here in South Florida, and you're worried about a guy who hasn't been cleared to play yet.
Right.
When is he? When he's coming back?
It sounds.
And he's the damn kicker.
Okay. Yeah. But first of all, kicking is very important, although less so because these coaches, left and right, they're just giving up points willy nilly. You know, I didn't realize we were just. I don't need those
can
two
I
points.
Just, and this,
but I'm not worried.
All
about,
your valid points are gone.
Why?
When you go willy nilly.
No, I'm not.
You lose all credibility.
How am I losing credibility? This is a legit concern.
You sound like Feinbaum.
Dude, imagine we have Jason Sanders.
You say, these kickers coming back cold, all willy nilly.
I'm telling you, this is a concern of mine.
Of yours?
Yes.
How many footballs have you kicked?
I really don't think this is consuming your thoughts.
No,
it really was. It was the first thing I thought about when he said this. Yesterday. Why do you think I just make things up?
When he said what?
When he said like, oh, Jason Sanders, he's on the way back.
Talk to me when he gets back.
Okay, but when he's back,
it's
you're not
the
worried.
Kicker.
What if he only gets one field goal? You know, that first game back.
If he's on the field, he is on the field because they think he can make it.
Dade Sav says, was Tobin nervous about Hero playing last night? Again, this is different because Tyler Hero is going to have plenty of attempts to get loose, Dade South, right? Jason Sanders might go a game. He gets one field goal.
You think he's not going to kick enough field goals before that moment of time where they put him in there?
With stakes?
Yeah. The stake, like, that's their job.
All right.
The stakes don't matter.
I hope so. I hope you're right. I can't say that you're wrong, but I can only hope that you're right.
Dude, you give me a headache. Some of the things that you, focus on,
mm-hmm.
and when you focus on them, have nothing to do with the game this week.
I think
week.
It does have something to do with
this
the game.
Week?
Well, if he plays. What about in 2 weeks, swirling winds at MetLife?
If he's cleared to kick,
right.
That means he can kick.
Okay.
That has nothing. Like,
it's one thing to kick in practice in the glorious settings of Miami Gardens.
They have that problem anyway. They have that problem anyway.
What do you mean they have that problem anyway?
It's one thing to kick in practice. It's one thing to kick.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, you know, Riley Patterson's now tried, true, and tested. Like, he's ready to go, you know? He's been in the battle.
You're now, unlike any other position, at kicker, if you don't get to keep your job if you come back and that guy's doing good.
That's what I'm saying, right, dude?
But, come on. Riley, what was his longest field goal made?
I don't know.
Because, okay. You want Sanders?
No, I'm nervous about Sanders.
Why?
Because he's coming in cold. You know?
You do realize.
Just expect him to come in here and just start nailing kicks? I think it's a lot to ask.
Yes, he's a kicker!
56 yards, by the way. Actually, not even here. Sorry.
What's his longest of this season?
Okay, let's see.
So his longest career is 56?
49. Oh, wait. Yes, 49.
49 this year?
Or is that his career?
No, this year.
His career is 56?
Against the Baltimore Ravens, it says.
His career long is 56?
He's not known as a guy with a big boot.
No, that's Dallas guy. Or who else has a boot?
Sanders is known as a guy. He's got a good boot. He's pretty
He ain't going from 65.
No. I mean, this like these new kickers. It's like you got Wembanyama of kickers now. It's ridiculous.
That it was the kid in Dallas or in Tennessee? I can't think of where that guy is with the horse.
The two big kickers right now are Jacksonville and Dallas. Those are the
Jacksonville and Dallas.
Jacksonville
there we
and
go.
Dallas.
Jacksonville. Didn't somebody make a 68-yarder this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
but look, I appreciate you trying to put my concerns to rest.
First of all,
I don't know that they're gone.
He's not going to kick if he's not healthy to kick.
Right.
It makes no point.
Respectfully.
So when you see him in there,
right.
You'll know that he's been through tests. And
that's the expectation. Respectfully, you know, you were a running back. You got many times to tote the rock to get yourself limber and loose coming back from injury. You know, what's it like you get one kick, you know? Maybe a couple chip shots, extra points. Hopefully they'll put up some points to get some that opportunity. Does he even know the long snapper anymore? Who's holding?
You know, that combination, snapper, holder, and kicker,
mm-hmm.
They basically travel together, eat lunch together, do everything together.
Well, now he's a
stranger. So no. They'll pick right up where he left.
What if Riley Patterson's got an affinity for the long snapper? You know, they're best of buds. And he goes, oh, Sanders is coming back.
Them's the breaks. You tell a long snapper, hey, you're snapping it. Their transactions don't work. He snaps to the same guy. The holder's the same. The only difference is the holder in the center.
So the kicker's just gone. You just like that.
The kicker's out of it. The kicker, yeah.
Just send him to the unemployment line.
Yeah. You are here. You are here because our kicker's hurt. When our kicker is healthy, kick rocks. Dems the breaks. That's the way
healthy.
It works.
You assume
he's
healthy.
But if he's not healthy, they won't get rid of the other quarterback.
But what if he's not sharp? You know?
That's why you got that window.
What window?
The window to come back. So you can get sharp.
Yeah, but those are practice kicks.
Unlike any other position, the kicker and the holder and the snapper all have the same movement, the same amount of time under any circumstances.
Yeah, but what about the bright lights, dude?
Are we really worried about that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, we are.
Okay. Now you're just making stuff.
I'm not making stuff
up. You're just making up stuff. Hey, when has he ever been nervous kicking a football?
I don't know. It's different.
Yeah, okay.
He's
now
never had an injury.
He's
like,
nervous.
He's never had an injury like this. You know, what if he doesn't have he doesn't feel like he's got the power in his loins?
He's been cooking that up for a couple minutes now. I saw a smirk on his face. No.
Dude.
I hate that sound. It's so bad.
I mean, I'd rather that sound than what he just said.
What?
No, it's very invasive.
Well, where do you think the kicker is getting the power?
From the leg.
Well, his leg's fine.
From the hip.
It's his groin.
Right, okay. Well, but I can't explain this enough. You do realize if he's not healthy enough to kick, he won't be kicking.
Right.
Stop making it sound like, oh, he's going to be cold or this or that. If he's not healthy enough, he won't be kicking.
Imagine we come down to a chance.
Imagine, no. If he's healthy, he's kicking. Simple as that.
Hmm. Okay.
And thank you for your service. What's his name?
Riley Patterson.
Riley Patterson? Riley. Woo. Let me just say something.
I love that name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a boy or girl name?
Both.
Yeah. And it's also a very white name. That's intangible. That's like intangible amount.
You don't know that it's only intangible.
Go ahead.
What does that mean?
Names of non-intangible Rileys.
I don't have anybody right now, but give me some time.
Riley, was it Riley Cooper?
Riley King?
Who's Riley King?
A blues guitarist.
She made that up.
I didn't actually. It's right.
Is that BB's first name?
Riley B. King. Come.
So wait, there's Riley B. King and BB King?
He is BB King.
BB King's first name is Riley.
Yeah.
He doesn't go by Riley.
But that's his name.
Are you sure?
Come look.
Why is it BB King name? Then?
I don't know.
Because that's his middle
Sounds
name.
Sounds cooler than RB. She's
his right. middle name is BB?
She's right.
Wow, that's like...
He's out here questioning me. Google's always right, Leroy. Google yeah. is always Riley right.
Then why am I 5 feet, damn it?
Google is always right.
5 feet.
It's another guy.
When did you become an Amazon?
Always.
She's a tree frog. They live in the Amazon.
Isn't it Amazonian?
What?
Hmm?
What are you doing?
What? Isn't the proper term, like, you call, is that the proper tense to use? I don't think that
well,
is.
Possible.
What, she's from the Amazon?
It's like Amazonian. It's not Amazon. Like, when did you become Amazon? No, when did you become Amazonian?
When they say somebody's from the Amazon, they never say Amazonian.
I think they
no,
do.
No, it's
no,
the
they
way,
don't.
It's the way to use it, basically.
Right. Yeah, it's the way to use it.
Hmm.
It's Leroy's BB Wing.
Shmeethan says Steph Curry's daughter's name is Riley.
You caveman.
Mix.
I love that name.
Mix.
So you're just ruling on it? Well, we already gave you BB King. You lose.
What is his full real name?
I just gave it to you, Leroy.
It's Riley B. King. Yes, she's correct. I looked it up.
So he just came BB King?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Sounds cool.
Wow. Riley, huh?
Arby King. He didn't have roast beef, so.
You just not going to stop.
Why'd you bat your eyes, huh? Why did you bat your eyes?
Just not, he's not going to stop today. What is wrong with you?
Minus one.
Yes. You know why? This is your Friday. You excited.
Maybe.
You don't cook nothing then.
DC says, I've officially flipped sides. Tobin is pissing me off.
Right? Oh, my God.
See? See?
All right.
See?
I apologize. See? I won't bring up my Dolphins concerns to anybody. I'll just keep it to myself.
You're bringing concerns up about a kicker.
Yeah. Points matter.
Not if they go for it on fourth and one.
Yeah, that worked out for them last time.
They won. Dude, let me tell you something. Under no circumstances should your career be on the line based on a fourth and one. That sounds like you just brought your rent check and went red. Right?
Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to a little 15 minutes of heat here, brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Heat win yesterday, 106-102, was boots on the ground for the game. And it was a delight. This team is awesome. They are so good at home. I am happy. It fulfills me. Thank you, Eric Spoelstra. Thank you, Spo, for taking the PTSD from that ass kicking and fixing basketball. Didn't even have Norman Powell yesterday, dude. No Wiggins. This team doesn't care. They just find a way.
The baby float. It's also in the beginning of the season. You feel differently right then if we were in the playoff run.
I feel differently about what?
Not having everybody.
Oh. Yeah, somebody did bring up yesterday to Spo because, you know, this Steve Curry is a whiner, you know, and loves to hear the sound of his own voice, right? Thoughtful man, smart guy, but, you know, loves the sound of his own voice. And, you know, he was making that whole point about this pace is running everybody down. And look, the Heat have had a lot of lower body injuries. I suppose you could be like, hey, is this, they did in camp as well. Like, is this a case of, is this pace sustainable for the whole season? I don't know. I think we're going to find out. Not sure.
Better be.
Bam had the toe. Norm has the groin. Got the a couple toe, hip injuries.
I'd be more concerned with the groin. The toe, you could just get stomped on the wrong way.
Josh says, Tobin, we need Spo Crutin with Team USA. Look, guys, I don't know what to tell you. You got to stop bothering me with this stuff, all right? I'm just enjoying my team, okay?
Just like you troll me.
I'm not some floozy who's just going to go looking at every basketball player and try and recruit them to the Miami Heat. I like my team, okay? These are our guys. Do you not see Jaime Jaquez's footwork?
Don't worry, folks. Do like I do. Give it a couple of weeks.
No, don't give it a couple. You don't have to give it any time.
Hold on. Somebody will be on the trade block.
You don't have to give it any time.
Somebody will be on the block.
Look, will a trade eventually have to happen at some point just based on, you know, maneuvers of the team and where things are going and overlap? Maybe. I don't know. Hard to say. But am I going to be desperate chasing somebody?
Hard to say might be one of your worst lines.
What do you mean?
That is your cowardly way of never answering a question.
No, it's just I don't like to live in hypotheticals. I don't like to live in Hypotheticalville. I like to live in the reality.
Does the phrase, hear me out.
What?
Hear me out starts a whole hypothetical situation.
When trying to explain. When trying to explain.
Could be something, could be nothing. Could be something, could be hypothetical.
Yeah, that's not hypothetical. That's not hypothetical.
Really?
No, that's asking a question.
If it's either or, it's
that's
hypothetical.
Not hypothetical. That's not hypothetical. Hypothetical is I have to build up a scenario. If somebody does something, like, for example, could be something if it, old me would have done this, okay? Leroy, did you see Anthony Davis last night wearing the Vice shirt? Seems very comfortable. And the Heat account tweeting out, "Bam." That's old me. New me is like, dude's a washed up bum. We got Kalel Ware. Don't need him. Don't want him, quite frankly. Hit the bricks, AD.
I love the way.
That's new me.
I love the way your mouth puts your ass in situations you can't get out of.
Right.
Here we go again.
How am I? What do you mean?
Because in a week from now, you can say, make a stink.
Doubtful.
Okay.
Doubtful. I don't think so.
I don't. Not for him. Not for AD. I don't want AD.
No. Again. There's like one guy in the league I would do that for right now. Yeah.
No. And you know what? Minus one for Lion.
Why?
Because if the right name comes up, your ass would be all over it.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
You just confirmed one name.
I don't think so. Yeah, I said one name. I'm being honest.
There's more.
I don't think so.
Brittany, there is.
There's absolutely, name him. Positively more.
Name him.
Luca.
A little portly, you know. Is he really
in shape?
Wait. Whiner.
What about where you were with Ja a week ago?
That's so true. Oh, whenever Zion's name shows up, Giannis.
So much more. Yeah, but here's the thing, guys. Two things have changed. One, I mean, he was very rude to Klay Thompson.
The only thing that changed was the day.
What has changed? I'll tell you what's changed.
Tobin, he's been the same person.
I don't know. You want to know what's not the same? This Heat team. And Norman Powell changed me. I really think it's Norman Powell changed me.
Do you remember when we, in the summer, when those Luca and Bam pictures came out?
That was a good time.
So don't
but
say you're not.
Right. Unfortunately,
he's porky. He's thinner. He's in shape.
I understand,
and
Brittany.
Now he's portly.
Brittany, here's the thing. You make fair, sound points. But again, you're going back to a different Tobin, a different time. This is post-Norman Powell.
5 minutes ago? 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, I'm a different guy now.
Like, this team has changed. That in a serious
can I face. Can I just say?
Do
this?
You like what? Who could I give up for Davion Mitchell? Who will make me as happy
you know
as Davion
you
Mitchell?
You're right so now, full hey, of it.
Who
don't
will make me as happy as Davion
right
Mitchell?
Now, you're about as slippery as Mima's turkey, right?
No,
now.
No way, dude.
Yep. You know me. When you put that season on that turkey and the olive oil to put
no
the
one
season,
is.
And it's,
I'm genuine. I really think nobody can make me as happy as Davion Mitchell.
Can I strap your
why
clip that Brittany.
So you can be a
clip
turkey.
Clip what?
I'm going to clip
him
it.
That, no, that.
Nobody can make me as happy as Davion. All
right, say it loud and clear for the mic so I can clip it.
I don't think anybody can make me as happy as Davion Mitchell.
Now state the date.
November 25th, 2025.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
1:32 p.m.
Thank you.
On the day of Bernie Kosar's
birth.
And I'll sign it.
Although, one person.
Say your name.
Who can make me as happy as Davion Mitchell?
Too late.
Too late. You're
just one other person.
No, you're too late. Now you can't do that. No.
Just one other person. Nope. Pella Larson.
Oh.
I just want to see
that. That's the list.
Minus one for lying.
That's the list.
Minus one.
This man's putting his face on the line for the Miami Heat. And you guys want to trade everybody. Get Tyler out of here. Get me John. You guys are very immature. Enjoy your basketball team.
I'm sorry. You're the one who wanted John Morant.
All initially, of us disagreed. Initially. But Norman Powell changed me.
Intangible just got his ass kicked by the rim.
Well, it happens. It happens, Brittany. I'm sorry. I'm not the same guy anymore.
Do you understand the level of fraudulence you have done the last 5 minutes?
I don't think I am being a fraud. What?
Stop.
What?
Stop.
What? I haven't fired up the trade machine once since the season started.
Agreed, but you're embarrassing yourself right now.
I'm not embarrassing myself. You're embarrassing yourself. You don't believe in this team.
There we go. That's it. I know
you don't believe
you,
in
I know
this
I am,
team.
But what?
No, you don't.
I know you
I
mean, are, but what
obviously, because you want to keep, you want me to be your clown. You want me to be out here trying to do the thing, Tobin, do the willing. No, I don't want to do that anymore.
No,
I don't want to do that anymore.
No, okay, okay,
okay,
okay.
He doesn't want to do
so,
that anymore.
Listen, the next time you come up here,
mm-hmm.
even suggesting a trade,
right? What?
Okay,
I won't. So you don't have to worry about it.
Dude, you can't promise what you're going to do 5 minutes from now. How are you going to promise what
Nobody
you're going to do 5 days?
Nobody holds themselves more accountable than me. You kidding me?
No. You're the guy that makes this ridiculous take, and then you go, no, no, I said may have.
I really believe that
I
my
want
opinion.
Want the knife.
No.
Please.
No, don't do that. I really think that nobody can make me as happy as Davion Mitchell. I believe that.
Really?
Yeah.
All you need to do is see Ant-Man complaining on the sidelines, and you're changed.
I can't worry about
this. He makes you
this.
Happier than Nico?
Nico makes me happy, but not as happy as Davion Mitchell.
Okay.
Mm, that's even a tune change from
Wait,
the summer.
Brittany, if you're not familiar with his work, in a week or two, Davion will be in every package
no.
that sends
not
a guy
gonna
out
happen.
To get
Sorry.
Every package.
Not going to happen. Sorry.
Everyone, throw in Davion for filler.
That's not gonna happen. I would never treat him like filler.
Okay, okay. Wait, Jaime was the guy last year.
Well, he stunk last year.
Okay, but again, every year is not gonna be great. Like, if every year is great, you're a Hall of Famer.
I would have taken not great in a heartbeat last year. Don't say it wasn't not great.
But I'm just saying, what do you think? The second year,
I think he fixed it. I think like Spo, he was embarrassed and he went on a retreat. He found himself.
Really?
Yep.
You're the worst. You're the worst.
Lost and immature. You found me. You found me. That's
Jaime.
Yeah, it is. Those
are
not
is.
The words.
I think it is. What
like,
is it?
I'm not even an intangible. And
Lying on the floor.
I'm so shook.
Why do you assist? You know why he's doing this?
What?
Because this is his life.
Do this any day of the week, dude.
This is your last day. That's
I swear to God, I would do this any day. I'm sorry you want to trade Jaime Jaquez.
I don't
sign up for that. I don't co-sign that.
Wait. I didn't say I want to trade Jaime.
Then why are you bucking against me?
Bucking against you?
Yeah.
I'm just bucking against
you. You know what you are? You like I'm trying to change, and you're like, here you go, Alki. Here's some whiskey. That's you. That's you.
You see how we like.
I'm trying to change my ways.
How do we get from one extreme to the other?
12 steps.
Last week we were talking about trades, and now we're talking about alcoholism.
You're like, here. Tricky poo. You know? You won't let me change.
Can I just say this? At no point in time have I ever had to persuade you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
About what?
The drinky poos.
That's not this. That's, you know, figurative.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, I needed a code word to get out of trouble with you last time. Because you start shadow boxing next to me, and I didn't know how to react.
It was one time.
Pretty sure you've acted silly too. You've had much moments after that.
Yeah, you were so drunk as a skunk, you couldn't even buckle your seatbelt.
That was before
you were under the influence.
We were on our way to the restaurant.
Tell me more.
We can't. We gotta take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, Tobin and Leroy here with you. FM 104.3. WQAM.
You know what I'd like to see?
What's that, dude?
I would like to see Jennifer go to HR and go, I'm offended.
They called me a tree frog?
So
they
called me a tree frog.
I'll go right now.
The complaint would just sound just as ridiculous as the actual crime.
I'll be like, so what's wrong today? I'll be like, Tobin called me a tree frog. And he hurt my feelings so much. I still have PTSD to this day.
In fairness, I had never seen those in the webinars to say, you can't say tree frog.
Because it was never thought of.
Oh, no. You got to be creative.
That would be about half of our situations.
Yeah.
Theoretically, the HR, if we went to him, be like, theoretically, if you were playing Fruit Ninja outside, yeah. You're like, why would that be? Never mind. Just never mind.
It's just a hypothetical.
Or how about when we dip a coworker in a large margarita?
Tell you what, when you jump yourself in a giant margarita, what you could use? Some great dry cleaning.
Yes,
and
sir.
One thing you want to be thankful for this Thanksgiving season, this holiday season, is our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. The owners are, that's our guy. You guys can call or text him anytime at 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383, Leroy.
Hey, they've been around for 40 years. It's holiday season.
Yep.
You know what that means. We got suits. Mm-hmm. We got dresses.
Got snazzy.
Child clothes. Everything needs to be fitting nice.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is give our buddy Ira a call. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach County. They can pick up and drop off your clothes. Furthermore, Ira's a friend of the show.
Yep.
And he wants to take care of our audience. Only our audience.
Yep.
So, if you mention Tobin and Leroy, 25% off.
How about that, dude? 25% off your order.
25% off. Where else you getting that?
Where else you getting that, dude? So, call or text Ara at A&T Dry Cleaners at any time. 954-610-9383. Again, 954-610-9383. So, yep, we are going off into this Thanksgiving.
You're not going to be here. So
not going to be here tomorrow.
We got to have...
People are wondering, where's Frogboy? Frogboy will be here tomorrow.
Yes.
He doesn't like, we have a sneaky beef. He doesn't want to be here in the same room as me.
The same room.
Anytime I'm out, he's in.
Right.
I don't know what his deal is. You know, probably because I call him a big baby and because he disrespects Drew Smith all the time.
Right.
Imagine disrespecting Drew Smith.
That was a bit of a quandary last night.
It was. By the way, I love Eric Spoelstra, new Eric Spoelstra who challenges everything. But I'll tell you one thing that he'll always challenge, and that's if you do anything to his sweet Drew Smith. Because if Drew Smith says challenge it, he doesn't even look at Chris Quinn.
Everybody in whatever sport has that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, he may not be the best player, but he's that guy that the coach loves.
Loves him.
Yeah, because did you see Kalower yesterday literally screaming down the court? Spo!
It was off the other guys. I was like, hey, I love you, K-Dub. This is going well.
No, you ain't there yet.
Nope. Mm-mm. Quinn?
I'm not sure.
Just play basketball, Kalel. That's what he probably yelled out there.
We're going to get some more rebounds.
So, every year I ask this question. Best Thanksgiving dish, worst Thanksgiving dish.
We already know your worst.
Any green casserole is the worst.
Oh, yeah. That's an intangible thing. The green bean casserole, kick rocks, please. Only casserole you can do corn casserole. Corn casserole is delicious. But if I'm opening up a pan and uncovering a little pan like that, better be some mac and cheese underneath it or we're going to have a fight. Mac and cheese does not play.
Love me some stuffing.
Stuffing? Is there a little meat in the stuffing?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm a good. Well, the Canadians,
when is Canadian Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
But they don't celebrate that.
They
one.
Don't. No. They don't have.
No, they have one. It's they just do have a different one. Time. It's earlier in the year. So here's the deal. My mother-in-law stuffs ground meat.
What?
Ethan Schmoldick. He goes, look how excited he gets. A true fatty.
So here's
the
deal. Who
would be excited talking about this, Schmeetha?
So here's the deal.
Such a bastard.
They take a turkey and Mima stuffs it with real meat. Seasons it and stuffs it with ground meat.
Ground beef, yeah. I've seen that before.
No. They're not even friends like that.
Hmm?
No.
Doesn't sound right.
It doesn't. Right. Exactly. So I have never partaken in that. I don't want to cut the stuffing out of my turkey and realize it's ground meat.
Yeah.
That's it just.
You don't want turkey ass meat?
No.
I gotcha.
I don't want meat ass turkey either. So yeah, it doesn't sound right. They ain't even friends. They don't hang out, nothing.
It's a little bit of a weird strike.
The other thing is, I got fooled only once. It looks like sweet potato, but it's rutabaga and carrots smashed together.
That? Rutabaga.
It comes out orange.
That's and a it root? Looks like sweet potato. Is that a root rutabaga?
Yeah.
Is that like rhubarb?
No. It looks like a turnip. The bottom of a turnip.
I don't like that.
Yeah, no. Caught me off guard one time.
You know what the thing is like they tried doing all this stuff with babies, and they're like, yeah, we're going to make this baby food. And then everybody's like, hey, let's make it a Thanksgiving dish. It's like, no.
You don't like sweet potato casserole?
That sweet potato is a staple.
No. We don't need to call it. Listen, we don't need to call it sweet potato casserole.
There's a difference between sweet potato and sweet potato casserole.
What is a sweet potato casserole?
That's the one like that you put like the marshmallows on top with the.
No, like, it's just peeking. Sweet potato. It's just a different way to prepare. There's candy yams and there's sweet potato. Stop it, Brittany.
No, you stop it. It's a casserole. There's a difference.
There is no such thing as sweet potato.
Yes, there is.
Uh-oh, somebody said beef stuffing is fire. Except I don't feel like they're kicking it. I don't feel like the turkey and the cow ever kicked it. So we can't cook them together.
Feels like a Mike McDaniel offense, like getting too cute with it, man.
Yeah.
Beef stuffing in a turkey.
I got the ham. I'm going to make a little mustard sauce for the ham.
I don't like mustard.
You like this mustard sauce, dude, to dip your ham in.
You don't know that.
Wow. Well, first of all,
what do you put in your mustard?
First of all, you like everything.
Not mustard.
Dude.
Mustard can get
it's
crocs.
It's mustard cream sauce.
But he's telling you he doesn't like mustard.
I don't like mustard.
Okay.
I don't want mustard. I don't want to be duped into mustard.
Okay.
I'll venture a little into honey mustard.
You like hot dogs?
Yeah. That's it, though. That's
you
the,
put mustard on a hot dog?
If
Do
I,
you put the fancy mustard or regular yellow mustard?
Fancy.
Oh, you're dead to me.
Oh, wow.
Yellow mustard goes on a hot dog. All right,
dude. You don't make the hot dog rules.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Okay, let's see. What about sweets? Y'all do flan.
He played for the Heat last night. He keeps getting hit in the face.
I said sweets, not sweets.
Oh, my bad.
You're an idiot. Dude, you want to be on vacation so bad.
You I swear, I thought he said Swedes.
Oh, wow.
We're not eating.
Jesus.
So wait, I go sweet potato pie, pecan pie, no pumpkin pie for me.
My cousin makes a very delicious dulce de leche cake.
Really?
Oh, so good.
Is that's not, see? I like the flavor, but the things that people do with it, it doesn't always come.
She mixes it with chocolate.
I like just to say, every time I've had a Thanksgiving with a Cuban or a Latino, they bring over flan, and I'm like, why do you keep bringing this over here?
Well, she is Cuban, Mexican, and yep.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
look. It's like this.
Whoa.
This is the cake.
What is the, there's a moat around it?
Yeah, like she melts all the dulce de leche and the, well, is good. It? It's so delicious.
I don't like flan, though.
This is not flan.
It looks like
flan.
Flan
looks like a flan and camouflage.
Flan is like air. Too like sponge cake.
Flan is disgusting.
Yes.
Especially if you
hey, classic Leroy hating on Latino culture. Really?
I'm literally Cuban.
Because I said I don't like flan.
It's okay, Leroy. I'm Cuban and I don't like flan, so
it's too soft.
I'm Cuban and I like flan.
Yes. Oh. And then you know what else?
Mm-hmm. I think it's
if he's we have dinner,
his lips over here.
We are if we have dinner or dessert at my house, mm-hmm. and they go, somebody says, try this, and I'm like, I don't like it. You haven't had it the way I prepare it.
You mean like you just did with hot dogs?
It's going knockout. Mm-hmm. No, I don't. If I don't like it,
right? Like right? I said, with mustard.
And
not my mustard.
Do you eat your hot dog with mustard?
Not my mustard.
You just asked him that. He said yes.
He does. He does.
With the fancy mustard.
Nothing about you says I'm fancy.
I am fancy.
He puts his pinky up whenever he.
You're
drinks
a
champagne.
Fancy redneck.
I gotta go, dude. You know what? That's not with you for today. I'm serious.
I'm so sorry, Tobin.
So thankful that you know what I'm thankful for, that this show's over.
I got a tight ass.
If he has a great game this week, we're all gonna be like, wee woo.
We don't tickle ourselves.
Maybe not you.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.